US 4-1 clear.
The time is 12:04 a.m. 73 and good night from the W2VL repeater. Net tonight at 8:30. Welcome to the W2VL repeater. Net tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL amateur radio repeater system. Net tonight at 8:30. W2VL repeater system. Net tonight at 8:30. Welcome to the W2VL repeater. Net tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL amateur radio repeater system. Good morning. The time is 5 a.m. Net tonight at 8 a.m. 2VL repeater system.
Into Mike Bravo, Mobile. Into EO, into Mike Bravo, Mobile.
Welcome to the W2VL repeater.
KQDNZ.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL amateur radio repeater system.
WB2ZLC. WB2ZLC. WB2ZExpo, you can have me instead. Hey, Jeremy, what's the story? How many people remember that from way back when? Well, the 59th Street Bridge traveling about 3 miles an hour.
Lethal, probably much faster than the toll-free plaza at the Midtown Tunnel.
Well, it looks like I saw all cars backed up, but I think that was waiting to get off. You would think that it would go straight through, but then again, you know, it'd back up on the Manhattan side. You know, cars getting off, and the toll plaza would slow the cars down a little bit originally, and then they merge into it. So I don't know, I haven't been through any of those toll-free plazas yet. But I guess it's going to reduce it instead of, you know, widening to like 8 lanes or whatever the toll booths are. It's going to be reduced to the normal 2 lanes.
No, I have no idea what they're doing. I haven't been through there since they removed the toll booths. I'm sure that the only thing it's going to do is, back things up from the Manhattan side. And it's not going to give it much room, though. Like cleaning out half of a pipe.
I don't know if they physically remove the toll booths yet. That will take like 6 months to a year. You know, you gotta, you know, block the lane, dig it up, repave, you know, get rid of all the wiring, repave everything. So they just may have your signs that say just, you know, do not stop, do not pay the toll, go through until they actually... actually physically remove the stuff. But since basically it's, you know, no one says the sensors have to be where the toll booths were. They could be at the entrance to the tunnel, or they could be further back. So, you know, just the toll booths are just an obstacle to slow you down.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll take a drive-by, you know, I'll take a peek. I've got a service call coming up eventually over there anyway.
To think if they could even put it in the middle of the tunnel, but no, that would be impractical. You know, on either end, it really makes no difference where it is, because once you're in there, you're committed. So, the only problem is I have to put it in some place, I guess, where the sun won't reflect on it, on the license plate, so it'll read it. And, I don't know what happens with snow. I mean, if your license plate is covered by snow or it's snowing and you don't have an easy pass, what the system does, I mean, they're not going to be able to send you the, you know, the bill in the mail.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm sure they'll figure something. They must have figured something out because they have them on the thruway upstate. There's a bit more snow up there.
Yeah, but that's if you don't pay. Yeah, they still have the machines over there above the head. Yeah, true, they have it other places too. But, you know, you read the paper the other day, $56,000 on expired Easy Pass, and they finally caught the guy. I mean, why did they wait so long?
No idea. Didn't hear the story, but not surprised.
How many times does the guy go through the toll? You have to go, what'd you go, 365 days a year for... Or every single day to work without paying, and, wow. Chill.
Well, you know, if you do a round trip through a toll booth once a week, it's roughly, $80 per week.
Like 5 days. You did say once a week. That wouldn't make any sense. I guess 5 days a week would be about, I forgot what bridge it was. I figured like $15 or $12 for the Easy Pass, so that's 24 times 5, yeah, under 20 a week, but still multiply that by 52, that's under 5,000, what's that, about 10 years?
Well, it's quite a while, either way. It used to be Easy Pass over the MTA bridges and tunnels were about $7.50 or $8 each way. Was the last time I went through. So, you know, that was the Easy Pass rate. The regular cash rate was much higher.
I think he had an expired Easy Pass, so, or a non-existent account, so it was, I guess since the Easy Pass expired, they're giving him, they're calculating on the regular toll rate, so that would be that much higher. I don't even know what it is. You know, you look at it, you get the Easy Pass bill, and the thing with my Easy Pass is, you know, if I take a few trips through the Easy Pass per month, they raise my threshold. If I don't use it, you know, make one or two trips a month, they lower it. Then the next month, they raise it again, then they lower it. They should, you know, figure it out for the year and let it be the year, because if you run out of money, they're going to automatically put the money in anyway. So it makes no difference since it's by the credit card. But, you know, 1 month it's $80, the next month it's $25, the next month it makes $65. I mean, I don't know who does all the calculations that way. They should make life easier for us.
Well, it calculates it based on how much you spend. So that's what it is.
I can't think of the last time. I don't think I used Easy Pass once this year. Did I go in January? I don't think I went in January. I don't think I used Easy Pass once this year. In December, I used it a few times. When I go down to Florida, you know, it's Easy Pass here, Easy Pass there. It's, you know, a few more so that month raises it. Then you go to the Hamfest in Jersey that month. Those ones raise it. Otherwise, in on regular work, I take the 59th Street Bridge.
Yeah, well, you know. Anyway, let's see. I'm just trying to think. I have to drop the car off. I got to clean it out. I know what I'll do.
The idea is to clean it out before you drop the car off, unless you're just transferring it into another car for now.
Well, it's transferring it into another car, but I could drop it off at where my service call is. And just lay, it's easier to try and shift it over in their place sometimes. Their place is crazy.
Okay, I've made it into Manhattan, so there are a few spots, there'll be a few dead spots before I go through the transfers to the west side, so you may lose me in one of the spots. WC2ZXMobile.
Okay. Anyway, just see what happens here. Maybe that's what I'll do. It'll be easier to drop stuff off there. Move it over to the other call later if necessary.
Oh, okay. I don't know what that's all about, but we're moving. Actually, this work early. I may decide to stay late today. Who knows how crappy it will be to try to drive home in rush hour.
Yep. Well, it's supposed to, the rain's supposed to start later and the winds are supposed to pick up later, so, you know, I don't know.
Well, with my tower, it can't hurt. I mean, gotta give it some exercise anyway. Not me, I mean, it's motorized. And I did lower it last night for the storm, and we'll raise it up later after it's over.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm just sort of thinking about something. Got some antenna work going on. I'm just wondering if it's going to be a worthwhile thing to use Loctite on something.
It's a windy day today, so I don't think you're going to do any antenna work today.
No. I'm thinking ahead. Probably a few months, at least.
Is that far ahead? Well, it looks like the repeater is a little noisy. I'm still seeing the going full scale. Of course, there has to be a truck in my lane, blocking the lane, and there's construction on the right side, blocking the lane over there. So I'll be taking a few traffic lights to get through this one little thing. And now I'm close to the curb, so it's beeping.
And where's the beep?
It's a blocking sensor on all the time, so when someone pedestrian walks in front of you or a car is close to you on the other side, it starts beeping. So that's what that was.
Yeah, that's the blind spot information thing, or whatever version of it is on your car.
Actually, I don't have the blind spot on this car. Every car in Florida comes with one, but this car did not have one. My new car will have one. This is just the parking sensors. You know, I got little sensors around the bumpers, so when you get close to something, they'll start beeping.
Yep, I understand. I had a loaner car with that, and it was pretty neat, I gotta say. You know, it picked up on things that you normally wouldn't be aware of, so it would definitely be an asset, I think.
When it rains, the raindrops foul up, so it starts beeping, so I eventually have to turn it off, you know, in that type of rain. And one time a bug blew into it. I got stuck on it, and I couldn't figure out why it's beeping, so that, you know, I finally just turned it off and then stopped the car and removed the bug so the beeping would go away.
Yeah, you know, that reminds me of driving in Florida. Went down to the Gainesville area one time during bug season. They have love bugs down there, and boy, they pelt the car, and car washes must make out like a bandit with that.
Oh, I've been to Florida quite a few times with those love bugs all over the car, and what a mess. what a mess. You hose it off, and it still doesn't help. You got to use a brush, and you got to use some chemicals to get them off, and I don't think the car washes help. Help a little bit, but I mean, you know, one little trip and the whole car is full of, you know, one little 300-mile trip from one to the other. Yeah, full of those things.
Yep, it's really dicey. Let's see. Yeah, they just drop off the stuff first and then drop off the car.
ZXMobile.
I'm going to go drop off the stuff and then drop off the car.
Twitter several. Something suddenly because I'm almost at work and sitting a few dead spots. So maybe
apparently you didn't do that badly from the bridge. See you later. WB2ZSA.
Hello? I'm on Madison already.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I mean, you were going along real slowly before, and I guess things opened up enough. See you later, Jerry. WB2ZSA. Good morning, WB2ZSA.
Good morning, Steve. How are you doing? Northern Parkway East moving right along. Nice, beautiful, mysterious morning. We're supposed to get 40 mile an hour winds today? Or are we going to have the Wicked Witch of the West flying through?
Well, depending on which weather you report you're listening to, it could be over 60. And it depends on when. We will see. I don't think it's going to start till the afternoon, at least the high winds.
So you do anything good over the weekend? We had a really exciting weekend. We did some food shopping. And gassed up the cars.
Yeah, that's pretty much the extent of my weekend. Yeah, took it easy. I'm got a knee problem, so I'm trying to not make things worse.
I thought I was the only buddy dud. I hope you see an orthopedist. A lot of them out there, but they're not, only a few of them are really good.
Yes, I had one. I got a recommendation from somebody, and the one I had been going to, the one I had been going to previously, I think he's getting ready to retire.
I think these days the docs, a lot of them have to retire, not because they want to, but because of some physical ailment of some sort. Believe it or not, docs can get sick too, like anybody else. I don't know why I ever thought differently, but we're all the same. We're all in the same boat.
Yeah, well, we all get older, you know. Things wear out. You're not as good as you used to be when you were younger. So if you're in an operating room, the unsteady hand could be disastrous.
Yep, that's for sure. My dad was a general surgeon. And I think eventually he had to retire because one of the corneas, one of his eyes, started to get clappy. He had a corneal transplant, I think before residency or internship. Actually, I'm not sure when, but it started to get cloudy again, so he gave up surgery. It's going back quite a number of years now. And a cousin of mine, too, had to give up. He had issues. But that's the way it is. Hopefully you can be productive enough in your earlier years to carry you through.
Well, it's true. Let's see what's going on here. I'm just trying to make a right-hand turn over here and a little bit of traffic. Well, that takes care of that. Anyway, yeah, I'm just headed to drop the car off right now. Got a check engine light is going on and off and on and off. Went off last week, stayed off, and of course I'm bringing it over now, but they did read it when it was on.
Mine does that sometimes. It blinks with the music. Anything new in the world of ham?
Nothing I'm aware of. At least not yet. Anyway, let me sneak out of here. I'm just two blocks from where I gotta go. Traffic's usually heavy around this place.
Okay. Sneak on. You have a good day at work. KD2ESY, I'll be clear and listening. Have a good day, Steve.
We'll speak to you later. WB2CS. Into RVP.
Into RVP, KG2, ESY. Good morning, Andy here. 347 Smithtown.
To EFY, and okay, yeah, I'm actually not far. I'm on 111. Good morning. Yeah, getting ready for this Northeaster. Oh, I should have charged my batteries up in my equipment. I should be charged. I haven't used the deal with. Back to you.
Passed that a couple of minutes ago. Had it after just talking. I think they're doing perpetual construction on this road. I think they're going to keep building it until they get past Greenport.
47, I take that over there, and yeah, the construction, I mean, it's getting better. I can't wait till they finish it, you know.
They did a good job in Hop Hog. Looks really nice now. Your signal's a bit on the choppy side.
The repeater, are you on the eastern or the western connection?
Copy on that. Sorry, try again.
What is 8-5? Since I'm closer to the west.
Do you have the Selden repeater program? Pete, do you have the Selden repeater program?
Repeat back, copy.
I was just saying, I was wondering if you have the Selden repeater program. It sounded like something you were maybe programmed to the west, which is Glen Oaks.
Repeater, now I'm coming in better. I'm in the Selden repeater. I'm by the LIE here, you know, where it crosses over 111.
It's better, yes, you're correct.
And when you came in because it was a little noisy. What's your name again?
Andy. A-N-D-Y, Andy.
I'm in the process of putting up a flyer. Guy from, he's the president of the Los Angeles Amateur Radio Club. He came to my house on Saturday. He took a you know, slingshot with fishing line, and we put up the rope. We did that, and once we did that, we got the rope up in the tree. So I'm gonna have some tree person clear out some trees, or not cut them down. Somebody from the town might come in on it. They're trimming down where the maybe, you know, maybe 6-5 feet off the ground, you know, height wise, and there'll be enough clearance to run the on the wire antenna.
Antenna up. Did you say what type of an antenna? I didn't catch that. And did you say 65 feet above the ground?
The ground. It's a G5R. They have two of them. I got one at Boise, but I got all twisted the wire. But I got another one somebody gave me. So we're gonna pull it up with the rope, leave enough slack, and then I'm gonna run. I have a 2x4 with the window closing in. I just have to get coax, and then the center of the antenna. We have a shed in the back, so the lateral line will come down just about by back behind the shed. So what I figure what I'll do is I'll make a trench, and I'm gonna run the coax under the ground. And then I'll bring the coax up, you know, I'll bring the coax up the side into my shaft.
Sounds like a plan. I still didn't hear what type of antenna you were putting up.
G5RV.
G5RG. I don't know what model that is for, what type of an antenna. I'm assuming it's a multi-band HF.
G5, Golf 5, Romeo Victor. It's a multi-band that covers 80 meters to, you know, to, you know, 80 meters up to, like 30 megahertz, you know, what is it? It'll go like 7, it'll go like 3 megahertz up to like 30 megahertz. And it's got a ladder line that comes down with a ballon, and then you plug it in the coax, go to the tuner, and you tune it.
We do about 30 with a ladder line. Okay. I got it. So you're going to do a lot of cruising around the frequencies. Very good. As long as you're safe, make sure you got a good distance from any poles, any, you know, wires. And good luck with that. You going to be able to finish it next weekend?
Before the month is out, you know, by next month, I have to get a key person. I got somebody that did work for me to fix my closet. And I asked her, did she trim trees? She gave me a tree guide, you know. I'm not even going to take the whole trees down. I'm just going to cut them down if you can, like, maybe cut them down with, like, five, maybe the height is up to height. 5 feet. You know? And then it'll go into the window of my shack, which is there. So that part's about 30 feet. So it'll slope down a little bit. It's going to be great. I have a 20-meter guide for company. I can random wire, but it didn't go up that long. So I'll take the random wire down once it's examined, and that'll be it.
5 feet's a lot. In the township of Oyster Bay, we're only allowed 30 or 33 permanent. It can go higher than that, I think up to 50, but only temporary, so it has to be mobile, collapsible, extendable. But 30 is permanent. That's the maximum height we're allowed.
Trees, it's not. I'm not putting a vertical on top. It's 40 feet in there, but it'll float down to 30. I'm not even going to see it. It's in the backyard.
That's good. That sounds like a good plan. What type of a rig do you have?
I have a Kenwood TS-50S. They made the rig in, like, about 17 years ago. I used to use it as a mobile, but when I got a 706 Mark II G for my car, I made that my base station.
Very good. Good luck with all of that. I'm going to be at work in a minute or two here, so I'm going to sign. This is KD2ESY. I'll be clear on your final.
KD2ESY from Andy Corby. Good talking to Andy. Very good. Yeah, I'll be at work soon. At 7-3, have a great day.
You too, thanks. 7-3.
Tonight at 8:30, welcome to the W2VL repeater. WB2CS.
Heard you on earlier. So I guess you were traveling around a bit.
Yeah, Westbury to Mineola, Mineola to Westbury, you know. I'm in transit now. I had to drop my car off.
Drop it off for service or for care again?
I needed an oil change and the check engine light was on. They seem to think it might have been something to do with the thermostat, so, you know, that's why I have an extended warranty.
Yeah, definitely helpful. Is Mineola, is that Elliot's Tower?
Not the one that I go to, although he does have one. No, the county owns their own stuff.
Yeah, okay, I forgot that there's one by the police and somewhere else. Yeah, I think Elliot's knocking a few feet off of his tower. I'm not sure why, but I think they're maybe knocking off the top section.
Couldn't tell you. As I recall, it used to be an AM tower, so maybe it's the structure of the top section that he needs off, just to make it more structurally sound.
No, not sure. And, of course, obviously it has to be done by riggers and whatever. Alright, that's true. I forgot that the police station's in Mineola. So, anyway, pretty windy out there, although it looks a little calmer now. How's the wind buffeting up against the car?
I don't know. I haven't had any problems.
Well, it's coming from the south, so it's hitting your driver's side. It was probably around 5:30 this morning. Yeah, I'm always concerned, you know, because they had so many tornadoes in the south. And I remember when the one came through here that I think hit in Massapequa. I mean, I heard that wind coming through here, and it was long and sustained. And I heard something similar to that this morning, but not anywhere near as damaging.
Yeah, I've seen some. I mean, the moderately light winds out. I've seen it a lot worse. Although I understand it's supposed to get a little bit brisker in the afternoon.
Yeah, and I think they said we could have a lot of rain pretty quickly. I don't know if it was our area, but two inches of rain in a relatively short period of time. And then, of course, the wind is blowing when there's high tide. There's concerns of South Shore again, so good luck with that.
Yeah, we'll see. Anyway, this is not too bad. Being in the town and country to use as a loaner, which is about the same size as what I drive, and similar interior.
How old is your car? It's not that old, is it?
It's a 2012.
Alright, yeah, a little older than I thought, but, I guess you're into 5 years now. What'd you buy of, an extended warranty, what'd you buy up to the mileage, 100,000 miles or something?
You know, Chrysler offers something a little bit bigger than that. Unlimited mileage and time. Is the last option, as long as it doesn't, as long as any repairs don't exceed the cost of the vehicle.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. We had leased a Ford Crown Vic back in the 80s, and they had this VIP maintenance program, which was bumper to bumper. And I think after that year, they decided it made no sense to do that. It was very expensive because it really was bumper to bumper for the 3 years that we had the car. And there were things that went wrong that were pretty costly. But those extended warranties are great. It really allows you to make the commitment to keep your car for a longer period of time.
Yeah, and I'm a medium to high mileage driver. I'm over 100,000. You know, I mean, I have no problem with the car. I like the way it rides. It's pretty convenient. No change.
Yeah, you're getting very noisy, assuming you have an AC in the car. Yeah, my friend had a Honda CR-V that he had 250,000 miles on, and he wanted to keep going. He maintained the car. Never really cost him a lot of money. But then he got T-boned, and that was the end of that. But every time he took it into the service, they were cheering, hoping he was going to get some kind of a record for the mileage on the car. Anyway, you are getting noisy, so let me see again if I can if I can make out. This is KTKNB.
Let me change batteries.
I didn't catch what you said. Changing batteries?
Yes, stand by. WB2ZSC. Hello. Is any better?
Yeah, definitely less noise there.
Yeah, I guess I forgot to charge the battery up last time. It's not a big deal. That's good when you have two radios with the same battery.
Yeah, you're still a little bit noisy in the car, though. But again, I'm assuming you're on HD with a rubber ducky on it.
Oh, that is correct.
No problem. Anyway, good grief. Been up since about 6 this morning. It's nice and quiet in the morning, so I do get stuff done. And then as we hit 9 o'clock or 8:30, it's like, let me be on the radio rather than doing what I have to do. So keeps me busy and off the streets.
Yeah, I gotcha. Well, what happens? I just have to take a run. As I said, I'm taking a run over to Mineola. I gotta look for something. One of the guys in the office asked me if I could find a particular item.
Okay. I have your magnifying glass to find it?
No, I'm not going to need that. I'm just going to need to get over there and look. I think it's there. They didn't know where it was. I'm 95% sure it's in Mineola.
Okay. I assume there's other guys that service Mineola as well as you?
I'm trying to get him to do it, but generally speaking, no. I do both locations pretty much myself.
Okay, then you are the man. You take the good with the bad.
Yeah, well, I've been doing it for about 18 years now. So, you know, I have things down pretty much pat.
Yeah, I heard you're going to keep doing it until you do it right, so that's fine, no problem.
Yeah, practice makes perfect.
Yeah, but sometimes it's a pain in the neck doing the same thing over and over and over, repair and replace, you know?
Yeah, thanks. Let's see, hold on. This says winds east-northeast at 20 miles an hour. Let's see what it says for later. It just says windy.
Yeah, they were talking about 60 mile an hour winds, and I was out this morning. I saw the top of my vertical bending over, which is not a good thing. I originally had it guide in two places, but I was using, plastic ties, but with UV protection, so they were up there for a long time. But I must have caught a wind, and it broke all of them at one point. And when I went up on even the shed, which is not that high, to try to fix it, I just wasn't comfortable leaning over the edge. So I got a couple of them back up, but I really have to take the vertical down again to protect it more properly. Anyway, it looks like it was bending over a lot, so that's not a good thing. Anyway, I'm going to sign. I'm going to run down and grab another cup of coffee. I will catch you later. WB2ZSC, KTKNB.
Yeah, how does the high-test nylon fixing one last? As far as UV goes.
Yeah, well, the key was I could have put some cheap straps up there. I didn't want to do metal, but I probably should have. The amount of metal with a ring to put a rope through wouldn't have really affected anything, but I just hesitated to do it. So I kept everything either rope or plastic, but I paid the consequences for it. Anyway, catch you later, kids, you can be.
You be too ZSC.
Hey, Steve, gate to UPS.
Hey, Richie. Back to your neighborhood in a little while, I think.
Okay, well, I'm just pulling into my neighborhood. I'm just looking at the weather forecast on Dark Sky here, and the highest wind rating they're showing is 25 miles per hour. It's supposed to gradually pick up by 3 p.m. It'll be averaging like 23 miles an hour, then getting up 24, 25, and then around 11 o'clock tonight, and then dropping back off to, you know, low 20s or below 20 by 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. So this all, it's all scare tactics. Severe storm warnings on all of the overhead signs. Give me a break. It's a little bit of wind.
Yeah, I know. My wife was worried about the wind, and I understand that, and it probably could be that windy in certain areas, like right along the coast. But, you know, hey, I don't know. We'll find out. Not that it hasn't been that windy before.
That's exactly my point. I mean, yes, this could be a coastal flooding issue if you're up against the shoreline. By all means, you should be prepared for that. But if you're inland, this is not a severe event. I'm sorry. It's just all scare tactics by the weather, and they sell more groceries that way. You know, they need news. They need news. You know, the election's over, so they need something to stir people up. So, oh, be careful. There's a severe storm coming. 25 miles an hour, well, what would they consider a hurricane?
Oh, that's obviously defined, but that's, you know, I don't know. I agree with you. You know, that they just, you know, stir the pot a little bit to create the buzz, as it were.
Yep. You know, there's no such thing as a dusting or a flurry of snow anymore. It's like a minimum of 8 to 12 inches possible. Okay, not likely, but. Oh, well. All right. I'm just pulling into my yard here. So, go in and get the dogs woken up and fed. My wife was able to get out of the house before doing that. So, that'll be my job. Feed the hounds. And then I'm off until next week. Yay. So, but I don't think I'll be doing any outdoor portable ops today. So, I think I'll stay in, rest up, and get the chores done. Catch you later. KTUPS.
And by the way, my nephew did say that he did bump into you that time. WB2ZSC.
Right, it was good stuff, too. So I will definitely, anytime I'm out there, I'm going to look it up again and stop in there. Thank you. KTUPS.
WB2ZSC. KBPP.
Net tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL amateur radio repeater system.
W2OSR, Bobby, there.
He may not be, but I am, Mike. WB2ZSC.
WB2ZSC. I was hoping to catch Bob at CBA in kind of rubber cement. I have to fix one of my speakers. It's got a tiny little tear in it.
Usually we never hear him around in the morning. That doesn't mean he's in the air, but who knows?
I tried calling him at home, and he didn't answer, so that means he's probably out and about, probably in the store. Well, I guess I'm going to have to go to the hobby shop or something, get some kind of rubber cement.
Well, there you go. Something else to do while you're here.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? I mean, it's a simple little thing, and, you know, they used to have that stuff all the time, clean over. And, you know, maybe Staples has got rubber cement rather than going to a hobby store, because that's a hobby store up in Glen Head is going to charge a fortune, where Staples is just plain old rubber cement.
They probably have it, the Elmer's stuff in the dark bottle.
Yeah, exactly. Plain old-fashioned rubber cement. nothing special. All I need is one drop.
Well, now you'll have more than one drop.
Yeah, well, what you gonna do? Hey, these are little things you gotta put up with in life, you know, and that's why I figure hobby store, I'll pay a premium price, and again, it's simple rubber cement. I don't need anything fancy. The old-fashioned stuff would probably work just fine if I could find a can of it someplace.
Oh, that I have no doubt. Anyway, you up here for a while, or what's the story?
One more time, please.
Are you going to be up here for a while, or are you just doing a weekly or bi-weekly visit?
No, I'm up here for good now. My term is over, and I'm looking for work up here, and quite frankly, I don't want to go away. I want to stay home. Being away for 3 years is not a good thing.
I understand. Okay, well, I'm making a stop here, so I'm going to sneak out of here, and I will talk to you a little bit later.
Very well, KD2AMZ. Okay, very good. I guess I'm going to do the same. I'm going to go to Staples or something.
Okay, KD2AMZ, WB2ZSC,
KD2AMZ. Hey, listen, I'm having a senior moment there. I forgot your first name.
It's Steve, and don't worry, it'll only get worse.
Yeah, Steve, my apologies. And being the fact I've been away for so long, too, doesn't help matters.
I understand. Okay, gotta run inside. WB2ZSC.
KD2AMZ. 33. Have a good one, Steve. KD2AMZ, clear.
That's a ZUC mobile, listener. KBCBPB 58, Ron.